Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, feeling invincible, and the next, bam, you're plummeting into a ditch of unexpected challenges. That's where resilience comes in. It's that inner steel that helps us bounce back from those bumps in the road, stronger than ever before. Today, we're diving deep into how the power of storytelling can actually build our resilience. Think about it. Stories are woven into the very fabric of human existence. They help us make sense of the world, connect with others, and learn valuable lessons along the way. But did you know that actively engaging with stories, both those we hear and those we tell ourselves, can be a powerful tool for weathering life's storms? Here are five key takeaways to remember. First, stories provide perspective. Ever felt like your problems were unique to you, like no one else could possibly understand what you're going through? Hearing other people's stories, especially those who have faced similar challenges, can remind us that we're not alone. It's like a universal hug of shared experience. Knowing that others have walked the same path and emerged stronger on the other side can be incredibly empowering. Second, stories inspire hope. Let's face it, when things get tough, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and lose sight of the good. But powerful stories, especially those with triumphant endings, can rekindle that spark of hope within us. They remind us that even in the darkest of times, there's always a possibility for growth, healing, and brighter days ahead. Third, stories teach us coping mechanisms. Think about your favorite books or movies. They often feature characters who face adversity head-on. By witnessing how these characters navigate their challenges, we can glean valuable insights into effective coping strategies. We learn new ways to problem solve, manage stress, and build inner strength. Fourth, stories help us process emotions. Bottling up our feelings is never a good idea, but sometimes it takes a story, whether fiction or nonfiction, to give us the words and framework to express what we're going through. Sharing our own stories, even with just one other person, can be incredibly cathartic and help us make sense of our experiences. And finally, storytelling is an act of self-discovery. When we tell our own stories, we gain a deeper understanding of who we are, our values, and what truly matters to us. It's a journey of introspection that can lead to greater self-awareness and ultimately, stronger resilience. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur, whose business is struggling amidst the economic downturn. She feels overwhelmed, discouraged, like she's about to lose everything she worked so hard for. One day, she stumbles upon an interview with a successful business owner who had faced a similar crisis years ago. This person shared their story, the struggles, the setbacks, and ultimately, their triumph over adversity. Sarah was struck by their honesty and resilience. It wasn't just about surviving, it was about learning, adapting, and coming out stronger on the other side. That interview became a turning point for Sarah. She realized that her experience wasn't unique. She had resources, knowledge, skills, and a network of support she could tap into. By sharing her story with friends and mentors, she found encouragement and guidance. She began to see the challenges as opportunities for growth and innovation. Sarah didn't just survive, she thrived. She learned valuable lessons from her journey, transformed her business model, and emerged even more resilient than before. So, remember this. Stories aren't just entertainment. They are powerful tools that can shape our perspectives, inspire hope, teach us coping mechanisms, and guide our path through adversity. Embrace the stories you encounter, both those shared by others and the ones you create for yourself. And don't forget to share your own stories. By connecting with others through our shared experiences, we build a stronger sense of community and empower each other to face life's challenges head on. Until next time, keep that fortitude first. And remember, even in the midst of adversity, there is always a story waiting to be told.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.